Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Cecile Rayner, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Brookline, Massachusetts. She's been teaching for over 20 years. She works with a wide variety of students, but today we're going to talk a little bit about the application of the Alexander Technique, its usefulness for women who are pregnant and also for childbirth. And Cecile will talk about that in general, and she'll also draw on her own experience with those two phenomena, I guess we can call it. Mm-hmm. Cecile, welcome to the show.
Welcome. good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Glad to have you back. We've had a couple of conversations before. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to begin, as we did before, and ask you if you could give our listeners a very short description of the Alexander Technique.
Yeah. What I tell pregnant women when they come, I explain that it's a unique approach that's been successful over a century in preventing body misuse or overuse and in resolving musculoskeletal problems. And as a result, it improves patients' posture and movement, quality of movement. And I explain that the teacher uses a very gentle hands-on process of kinesthetic re-education that engages both the mind and the body.
Mm-hmm. And I myself am not remotely an expert in pregnancy, but I guess the obvious thing that pretty much any Alexander Technique teacher would notice about pregnancy is that it certainly changes the weight distribution of the woman, and that one could well imagine that would create some balance issues. And would that be something that you would address in your teaching?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, the growing belly makes it that there's an ever-changing center of gravity. Mm-hmm. And the minute you're off balance, your body wants to compensate by tightening, unless you have a tool to not do that.
Right.
And so that is one reason a lot of women, a lot of pregnant women suffer from neck, back, joint discomfort, and they naturally assume it is due to their pregnancy. But in my experience, it's not necessarily so. So it's more that they have been off balance before they got pregnant, and the weight of the belly is enhancing the misuse to a point that there's great discomfort. So I kind of explain that, and we start working with, you know, how do you find your center at any given time?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point that I've never heard made before. I typically think of pregnant women who are standing in ways that don't look very comfortable as arching their back, mm-hmm. typically. And of course, putting quite a bit of strain on their lower back doing it. Mm-hmm. But of course, it's also true that a fair number of women stand that way to start with. And so I would imagine then that pregnancy would just make that would exacerbate that pattern.
Yes. And that's why when a pregnant woman comes to me and with those kind of problem, that's the first thing I explain. And I know you interviewed Ilana Makova, who mm-hmm. did a very good book on the Alexander Technique birth book, I think it's called.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and she has wonderful pictures. In fact, I printed and enlarged and created a board with a lot of the pictures she uses for when I give a workshop. And I actually use some of those pictures to teach not just women, actually, even men, because men too, for their own reason, mm-hmm. tend to sometimes use themselves with their pelvis forward and locking the knees and all that. And so when I show them in that book, this a picture of a pregnant woman, and on one side she's using her Alexander and she's very balanced above her feet, and on the other she's totally letting the belly pull her forward, and there's a whole, she's off center everywhere. And so I point that out, and but then I explain that it men and women do that apart from pregnancy. And in the case mm-hmm. of women, of course, the pregnancy will enhance the problem, and then they're going to feel like they can't lay on their back. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is supported by doctors who don't necessarily know what we do mm-hmm. and just assume, since it happens frequently, that that's a given, that you shouldn't be on your back. But my experience is that it's not necessarily so. And I was on my back until the very end. Some women, maybe at the end, you know, they may feel like, okay, I need there's too much pressure. But a lot of people, including me, we can do active resting until the very end. So
mm-hmm. And we should say here that the active rest yes. that you just alluded to is an Alexander based lying down. It's a term, and it describes lying down in a particular configuration, generally on a fairly firm surface, perhaps a massage table or a carpet with some support under your head and your knees elevated relative to your hips. And it has a lot of advantages for anybody. And certainly for a woman who's pregnant, if they can do it, I would imagine that would be an incredibly useful process to begin exploring as soon as possible. But I'd like to come back to mm-hmm. for a moment to your earlier point that someone coming to you for Alexander lessons for the first time, let's say if they're pregnant, what you're going to be teaching them is not just going to be useful for the pregnancy period, mm-hmm. but it's also going to be useful down the road when they're having to move around and do things as parents or just any activity that they're doing.
Yeah,
it's a very general approach. And I suppose I myself have not worked a lot with pregnant women, but mm-hmm. I would think in general that the basic way that you're teaching them is not that much different from anybody else. Would that be true?
Yeah, it's really the same principle. If they're applied, they can be applied to any situation, any activity, and they will promote a better use within that activity or that situation. And mm-hmm. The only difference is that I am a mother, and I've gone through all this, and I can relate, and I can give examples. It has a different power if I say I was able to lay on my back the whole time I was pregnant, as opposed to reading a study that says yes or no. But I also say, you know, everybody's different, and I have, you know, we all have a different kind of body, and it could be that, you know, if you have a little more padding, it might be easier on top of having good use, as opposed to somebody who's more bony. You know, there are other things to consider, but to go just by the recommendation of doctors who say it's not a good idea, I usually try to demystify that concept.
Mm-hmm. And another thought occurred to me, certainly in general, someone taking Alexander mm-hmm. technique lessons will notice less internal pressure if they're scrunching themselves as part of their misuse pattern. Now, I would imagine that for a woman who's pregnant, there would also then be less scrunching on the baby. Would that not be the case?
Yeah, not only the baby, but the internal organs. And a lot of women have digestive problems, reflux, different things, just because they're collapsed onto themselves. And the minute they start, you know, if they come to the technique and I point out, you know, they discover what it means to think up and out, and they create more space in that, you know, between the baby and the chest, and suddenly they feel much better and they can digest better. And so yes, it's very crucial. And talking about pressure on the babies, it's really exactly what brought me to the technique. I mean, I not that I was yeah, I was pregnant with my first child, and at the time I was working on a PhD in French literature, and I was at the library, and I caught myself with my belly squished against the desk while I was studying, and I was totally squished, and it just dawned on me, what am I doing to myself? What am I doing to my baby? I had just that moment of realization, and from then on, I started really thinking more and more about things related to that, and that actually brought me to change career.
Oh, I didn't
So,
know that. That's a fascinating story. So you started taking lessons for the first time when you were already pregnant.
No, I have to clarify. It's the f it. I had been exposed to the concept of the technique because I was a childhood friend of Mara Sokolsky, who was also a teacher. And while she was training, at the time I lived in Paris, and she would go back and forth from Paris to New York, and I kept hearing about the technique, and it all sounded very interesting. But you know how sometimes you have a mission in life, and you have to focus on that before you can pay attention to other things. And I knew I had to work on my PhD, so I just kept the technique in a, you know, on the side of my awareness. But it's in that moment when I became pregnant and I caught myself that I realized, what am I doing to myself? And and it was, so yeah, so then so I had heard about it, and but I'm trying to remember. Actually, it's been a while. I actually forget if it was after that. I think it's after that, yeah, that I started taking lessons. Yeah, actually.
So we've talked about the usefulness of Alexander lessons for a woman who is pregnant in terms of balance and movement and so on. But obviously that what you learn from Alexander lessons can probably help during the delivery process as well, right?
Yes, so actually, just to finish on what I was starting to remember, is that it's after that experience that I took lessons, but I didn't take them for quite a few years after. So with my first child, I went into labor, I went through pregnancy and into labor without any Alexander lessons or experience, really, just an intellectual understanding of what it might be. So the first. The pregnancy wasn't too bad, but the delivery, the first delivery, was really not so good. And I mean, it was a healthy delivery, but it took like 30 hours. And basically, at the time, I couldn't have analyzed it the way I am now. But in retrospect, part of it is that often doctors tend to recommend you to lay down, you know, and to lean back or to lay down, and so it really slows down the process. They're working, they're encouraging us to do that partly because you know, for people who are not aware, they think it's a good thing, and but also it's more convenient for them to work on women when they're laying back like that. So at the time, it felt like it was going to never end. It was the very difficult experience, and I felt like a total victim of the whole thing. It was really difficult, but then again, 6.5 years later, in between my two sons, I ended up training, becoming an Alexander Technic teacher. And in fact, I was in my training course. My son was born in March and I graduated in June.
Mm-hmm.
So I was receiving hands-on from everyone while I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And it was the end of my pregnancy. And it was quite amazing already before the pregnancy. But then, because again, I was laying, that's the time that I was laying on my back the whole time, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to the hospital, they, of course, wanted me to lay back again. And that's when I knew better. So I said, no, thank you. I'm going to sit and I'm going to squat and I'm going to do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And but mainly when it was getting closer, I was basically almost like on a table, like on a horse. You know, I remember my legs hanging a little bit on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, because I didn't want to take anything, I was hooked up to a machine and I had like a belt. And I could see on a screen the strength and the of each contraction.
Mm-hmm.
And so the beauty of Alexander is that I had a tool that was very empowering. Every time a contraction came, I would release right through my feet. Even though my feet were hanging down, it didn't matter. I would just release right through my feet and at will, the contraction would fade away. Even my husband who was sitting there was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was an amazing experience. I felt very empowered. I felt like I had a tool I could use that was giving immediate results.
I guess this will express my ignorance of mm-hmm. the birthing process, but the contractions that you're referring to,
mm-hmm.
They are a natural part of
yeah.
birthing, right? But you're saying that you were able to allow them to happen without them creating additional stress on you or additional
yeah.
pressure? Would that be a good way to describe it?
Yeah, because I wasn't trying to make them, to prevent them. I was mm-hmm. letting them be, but because I would release instead of tighten, instead of react, I was responding with
right.
my Alexander directions. So my understanding is the contractions are only there to tell you where you're at in the process. I mean, that's one of the function anyway. But they don't have to linger. They only linger like in my first pregnancy because I was fighting with it. I was like, oh, it hurts.
Right,
and
right.
This time I was like, oh, okay. And I released. And so whatever was meant to happen, whatever those contractions are for, apart from letting us know where we're at, was happening organically, and I was just working with it. And I really didn't feel like I was in much, pain. And some people, when I told my story to friends or whatever, they said, well, but isn't it customary that the second child is easier? And I want to be very clear here that the difference had nothing to do with the fact that it was my second one, because I could tell that if I didn't release, I would tighten. You know, I mean, like it is painful, but as soon as if you have a tool and you just let it go, the pain decreases and fades away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very aware that, and I was at the time, that had I not have that tool, it would have been quite a different story, even though it was my second one. So I think it has a lot to do with the openness
mm-hmm.
of the
mm-hmm.
body and all that, you know, but so.
And is there anything else that you'd like to say about the usefulness of the technique for pregnancy or delivery that we haven't touched on?
I think that basically I would just reinforce the fact that the technique teaches us to release into movement, and that the delivery is a movement, something that's happening that has a motion, and if you work, it helps you work with it, and to be better prepared for it, you can do a lot of things that we do in regular lessons, from squatting to going on all fours to there's lots of things you can do in between to get yourself in a better place. Mm-hmm. But through all of them, it's learning to release through the movement. Mm-hmm. I think that allows more ease and more empowerment during the event.
Right. And I this may be beyond our scope, but I'm curious what you would say about, we've talked briefly about the effects on the baby. I mean, I would imagine that a child born of a mother who's using Alexander principles would be less likely to have certain stress-related conditions, wouldn't you think?
I think so.
But we don't have any. I mean, there's no studies of that. But it just seems to me to be pretty logical that when you're coming out, as it were, of the mother, and there's mm-hmm. less pushing, less force going on, less extra efforting, less mm-hmm. pain all around you, that you're gonna have a little edge.
Absolutely. Not to mention that these days, more and more, doctors are recommending women to have more epidurals or to have a C-section. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. more and more C-sections, and women go along, and they all go along in the name of conveniency,
sure.
But nobody thinks about the baby's needs, and there's a reason why it may stay there longer, you know. And so, and the other thing is, just like after the birth, how you hold the baby, you're going to, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you're going to communicate a use in lots of different ways, and we can talk about that some other time. But just being in you, the way your body is holding the baby, either with space or with a grasping around it, that's going to affect how he's going to evolve as a you know, in the womb.
And after birth, right? You're holding the baby.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that, but that, I mean, you are in a sense giving an Alexander lesson to your child.
Exactly.
I mean, you're if you're tense in yourself, which one could easily imagine a new mother might be, that tension is going to be conveyed to the newborn, and if you're able to release that tension in yourself, which is exactly what the Alexander technique teaches, mm-hmm. that's going to be transmitted to the child as well.
Exactly, and it's true for fathers as well.
You've
seen mm-hmm. there are men and women who can remain really calm and released when they hold a baby, and those baby love it, and they can fall asleep in your arms very easily. And other people, they have no clue what to do with that little precious bundle, and
right.
and they're all uptight, and
they're terrified.
and the baby starts crying.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Well, this might be a good place to bring our conversation to an end.
Okay.
My guest today has been Cecile Rayner, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Brookline, Massachusetts. And if anything that we've been talking about intrigues you, and you live in the Boston area, we'll put a link to her website by the interview. We'll also put a link to a website that will give you more information about the Alexander technique and enable you to find a teacher in your area. Cecile, thanks so much for this.
Thanks for having me.